Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Alexander Fleming was known as a brilliant scientist, but also known for being a rather messy and untidy person. He did many experiments to try to find the world's first antibiotic, or simply put, bacteria killer. And he ironically found it by accident. His untidiness paid off. To those people who might be messy people in general, you can see that in some ways it might not be a bad thing. But in 1927, when he went on a family vacation, he gathered all of his petri dishes together and set them in a corner in his laboratory. And when he got back, and as he was putting out the petri dishes, he saw that one of them was contaminated with a fungus that had killed the bacteria inside of it. And he noticed that it didn't happen in any of the other ones. And so he famously said, "Well, that's funny." So he took the fungus that grew in the contaminated one and he placed it in another dish. He found that that fungus had produced the substance that had killed bacteria. What he began to call his mold juice later became known to be called penicillin, the world's first antibiotic. And the world has never been the same since his big breakthrough. Perhaps your life has been benefited by his discovery. Breakthroughs. On the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, we're going to take a look at Luther's big, bold, Bible-based breakthrough. It's the truth that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus. This breakthrough helped to spark, motivate, and to fuel the Reformation. It was the breakthrough that he needed and the one that we celebrate this morning. So what was the passage that sparked Luther's big, bold Reformation breakthrough? Well, it comes from our epistle reading this morning, Romans chapter 1, but specifically these words. Paul writes, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith." Doesn't that sound like a passage that Luther would like? Doesn't that sound like the passage that his breakthrough would come from? I mean, here Paul talks about how the gospel, the message that Jesus died and rose again for sinners, is the source of salvation for each and every person that believes. Here Paul proclaims how in the gospel, God's righteousness is revealed, and that through that very gospel, he creates faith. It doesn't get more Lutheran than this, does it? But Luther hated this passage, believe it or not. It used to be a stumbling block for him. The Reformer was taught that the righteousness of God was a virtue and characteristic of God by which he was righteous and condemned sinners. People equated the righteousness of God with the wrath of God. This then affected how he and others saw the gospel. To him, he saw the gospel revealing an angry and wrathful God who condemned unrighteous, unholy, and unworthy sinners. It didn't show them a God who saved them, but a God who was willing to do the opposite, condemn them. And Luther actually admitted, "But as often as I read this passage, I wish that God had never revealed the gospel. For who could love a God who was angry, who judged and condemned people?" Can you believe that? Luther is saying that he wished God had never revealed the gospel. Can you picture Luther not liking a passage from Romans of all books? It probably sounds like I'm lying, but I'm not. And what created this change of heart? What created this breakthrough for the man? What changed his understanding? Well, it actually came from the very same passage he struggled with, specifically the last phrase, "The righteous shall live by faith." Finally clicked for him. The Christian life is a life lived by faith in Jesus and in his promises, this faith in Christ receives the righteousness of God, which declares us innocent of those sins that we have committed. And where is this righteousness found? It's found in Christ and revealed in the gospel. There in the gospel, Luther no longer saw an angry God who condemns sinners, but one that is good, merciful, and forgiving towards them because of Jesus. The righteousness of God was not something that God used to condemn sinners, but the very thing he used to save them. For God applies Christ's perfect work and standing to them, and he does it freely and does it through faith in Jesus. Luther finally understood that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus. This breakthrough changed his life and really helped to fuel the Reformation. It gave the Reformer a peace and joy in God that he never had before. And it forever changed his relationship with his Creator. Because of this very passage, he wrote, "The entire Holy Scriptures became clear to me, and heaven itself was opened up." Talk about a breakthrough. This was certainly the breakthrough that he needed. And it's also the one we need as well. The breakthrough that we are saved by grace through faith in Christ is the breakthrough that we need to hear in our lives. And it's one we need to hear over and over and over and over again. We can't hear it enough. It's that important. It's how we are saved. As a church body, we have been blessed to hear this gospel message as much as we do. As a congregation, you have been blessed with faithful pastors who have told you this wonderful truth. Other brothers and sisters in Christ don't get to hear the gospel as much as we do, nor have they heard it as purely as we have. This message and breakthrough really helps us to see who we really are and what our relationship with God is like. The reality is that as God's chosen and redeemed people, we really fall short of the life and standard that he calls us to. We don't even come close, nor could we. That's why he steps in and saves us. What Jesus has done has been given and applied to us. What we have done, acts like theft, hating others, lusting over others, having a lack of trust in God, not using his holy name properly, has been given and applied to Jesus. We don't do anything to deserve or earn this, as we sang earlier. God does this for us freely out of his grace, his undeserved mercy and kindness towards us in Christ. He gives us his righteousness to make us right with him. He declares us innocent of the sins that we have done. But this can sometimes maybe be a challenge for us to grasp and accept. Every relationship in our lives is based on what we do. I mean, look at the people around you. Are the people around us, the relationships we have with them, are based on what we have done, what we have said, and the things that we have done. When you might upset or wrong that person, you are the one who has to make things right. But with God, this is not the case. Our relationship with him is based on what he has done for us through Jesus. When we make things wrong and we wrong him with our sin, he is the one who makes things right. It's not us. We're saved by grace through faith. We receive his grace and righteousness that he gives to us. And our hymn applies this very well to our lives and wonderfully expands it. We sang earlier in stanza 5, "By grace the timid hearts that tremble in tribulation's furnace tried, by grace, in spite of fear and trouble, the Father's heart is open wide. Where could I help and strength secure if grace were not my anchor sure?" This truth penetrates to all areas of our lives. For by grace, we have a God who has an open heart to us, who hears us in our times of trouble, and who hears our cries for mercy. By grace, we have a God who will do what is for our good in Jesus, and who will sustain us by his grace. This is the breakthrough we need in our lives. And through faith in Christ, this is the breakthrough we have in our lives. By grace, we have been saved through faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the grace of God and the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in and with Christ Jesus, the one who saves us by his grace. Amen.